Your home for the 2008 NASCAR Sprint Cup is North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is the Cowboy John Carlson, and with me is my son,
Cowboy Junior Bryant Carlson.
And you're listening to North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland and the beautiful Carla Heath on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Back in Richmond, Virginia, we have a new leader in the Crown Royal 400. Dale Jr. has gone to the point. Let's check in with Jeff Striegel and see what happened to Denny Hamlin.
Well, they're saying he's got a flat right front tire. They're thinking about bringing him in. They're talking back and forth. They want to keep him out. But the problem is he's lost the lead. He's lost second. He's lost third. They think the right front tire is flat for Denny Hamlin.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing. Steve Mortland here. Carla Heath and Galen Stewart in the house as well. And as always, presented by Action Auto Parts. Thanks to Alan with ADH Consulting.
Yeah.
And thanks to Warren Kendall from Sandblasters. This reminder coming up right after North Sound Racing here, as it is every Thursday night at 10 p.m., the All Tell Pit Reporter Show with Brett McMillan from PRN. So make sure and check that out. It's really a cool show. Tom Lafferty, I was talking with him last week, and he goes, you know, I finally got to listen to that show for the first time, and that is really, really good.
Yeah.
So let's go to the phones right now.
Line four.
Line four is coming up. Hello, welcome to our show.
Hi, this is Phyllis, Galen's mother.
Oh, you know what?
Well, she's just got it going on
tonight,
doesn't she?
Yeah, she's working over there. happy Mother's Day on Sunday, Mom.
Thank you very much.
Love you, and thank you for having me.
Oh,
hey, that's my line.
We've had a good time.
Thanks, and we'll be talking to you soon. Thank you, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Phyllis.
Yes.
One thing before you go, I just got this great idea that I would like to back you in a project, if that would be okay.
Back me?
And it's internet-based.
Oh, no.
And I've already got a name for it. I want to bounce this off you, see what you think. It's going to be called What You've Always Wanted to Know About Galen.com. You want in on some of that action? Or I think it could be a moneymaker.
There you go. It could be.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he's been a good kid. We love him very much.
Okay. Any pain of childbirth stories you'd like to share with us?
No.
Okay. I had her. Because of me, she spent Christmas in the hospital.
Ah.
That's right. December 26th.
Oh, that explains it.
Yeah, she's been getting even ever since. Happy Mother's Day on Sunday, Mom. We'll be talking to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Phyllis.
Good night, guys.
Appreciate it. All right,
bye-bye.
Take care. All right, who's next?
Could you turn line five on for me?
All right. Hi, welcome to North Sound Racing.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Mom. I figured if we did this for the guys, I got to have you on, too. I just wanted to call and wish you happy Mother's Day on Sunday. We'll be seeing you, and that I love you, and thank you for having me.
Well, it's been a pleasure all along, and I also want to say to you, happy Mother's Day, dear.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, we get to bounce that one off of her, too.
Okay.
You know, ma'am, I don't know if you heard my comment I made to Galen's mom about this website idea I've got.
Yes, I did.
What do you think? You think we could get one with your lovely daughter as well?
I think that would be a very interesting idea.
If you ask my mom, it would be yes.
Okay, I'll solicit your your contributions at another time.
I'll let you pick my brain anytime.
Okay, cool.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you, darling.
All right.
Have a nice evening.
You too. Talk to you later. Love
Take
you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Wow, what a little schemer you are. I just love it. All right, now do you have some people
on
the phone?
I'll do that right now.
Man, oh, man. I thought we had it all figured out here, Galen.
Where are you going this weekend, Steve?
You know, I don't know if we've decided where we're going to go. You know, the options are there. It'd be kind of fun to go out to Monroe. Skagit, if they're running, it's always a good time. But
you got to invest in the goggles. I'll tell you for the
I did invest in the goggles.
Oh,
I'm starting my racetrack survival kit. So I have a bag set up. We've got you know, seat backs that we can clamp onto the seats and tip back and recline
And it's pretty cool. We're getting hooked up.
You spoke of, you know, the survival kit for Skagit. When I was racing there with my sportsman car, one of my sponsors was going up there every week. And when I decided to go back to Monroe, he goes, it's just not going to be the same. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, we'll be okay because we don't need goggles at Monroe, and I brought a handful of dirt to throw on my hamburger when you see how you're going back to Monroe. So it tastes the same as Skagit. So.
I know. But what, you know, if you guys who are normal, you know, listeners of our show, I'm sure you've all been, you know, up to Skagit and you've been to Evergreen. But, you know, just as kind of a general rule of thumb, you know, support our local tracks because without them, we couldn't be here. Well, we probably figure out a way, but it's much more fun when we've got local tracks to hang out with. And, you know, no matter where you're listening, make sure and support the local tracks.
You know, we didn't there's one thing we haven't had a – you know, we talked to Gary Flamang, I think, last year, not this year. The Northwest Outlaw Street Stock Series is going to be running their second race of the season this weekend down at South Sound. And they seem to be a real stable group. Right now the fuel prices are high, and it's a little questionable about these touring series. And we know Dave Lund's been doing well, and we'd like to definitely, I think, you know, direct some attention their way, hopefully when we come back from our break, after our break next week.
Yeah, and Tim McDougald, who we had on our show, I think it was our first one of the season, he won in the Limited Late Model Racing Series, and so congratulations to him. And it's good to see that these traveling series, you know, we talk about the hardships, especially on the Tour guys and the Late Model Challenge Series guys, but, you know, good to see, like you mentioned, the Northwest Outlaw Street Stock Series, the WMRA, the Northwest Legends are in action, and we're going to be talking with Nick Carey and our friend Nick Johnson coming up in our next segment, which might be pretty quick if Carla doesn't start getting people on the phone here real quick.
We're doing a good job killing time.
Yeah, we are. We're not doing too bad. This is all our wrap-up stuff at the end. We're going to try and schmaltz our way out of. I'm trying to think if there was anything. I had some things on my mind.
Oh, no, don't. That's no surprise.
No surprise.
Okay. Well,
who do we have? Do we have Tony?
We do. Both okay. Naaman and Jill did not answer. Oh, well, I left messages. Okay, and well, we got Tony Berry.
All right, let's bring him on. Tony Berry joins us. Thanks for being someone who answers their phone. And we don't have, you know, Carla's been baiting us all, you know, in the last 10 minutes with all of our moms calling. So we won't do that to you. How are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you guys?
Good. It's good to have you back on, man. What you been up to?
Oh, just racing.
Yeah. Common theme on this show.
But we've been, you know, going at it.
Yeah?
You're
been
a busy guy.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I just, you know, I like driving race cars. It doesn't matter what it is or what level. And, been fortunate enough to do it at a pretty high level, so you know, you guys set the standard pretty high having Gary Taylor on right in front of me. But,
yeah, before we get into the real, I'll let Carla and Galen handle the hardcore questions. But I had a question for Gary. I couldn't come up with a plausible answer for it, but I am on the WMRA driver profiles. And there's a name on here that just fascinates me. I'd love to get to know this kid. Maybe you do. His name is Snake Livernash.
Yeah, we raced a little bit. I drove Dick Voss's WMRA midget a couple years ago, and I think it was his rookie season.
Uh-huh.
And he had really nice equipment. They were great folks and fun to be around. I too, you know, when I saw his name, I thought, wow, that's a heck of a name.
Yeah,
I gotta go meet this guy, but they took it in stride, and they were pretty neat folks. So
they with a name like Snake. Did you ever ask him how he came up with that?
I didn't.
I got it. We just got to make it a
pretty good answer.
We got to make it a point to get him on.
Week after next. Tell us about this INSCA sprint car series.
Absolutely. It's pretty cool. It's a limited, basically a limited sprint car program based out of the inland northwest, Spokane state line. We're going to Pueblo, Montana twice this year. And it's just a really fun group of guys, basically. It's a group that started out of Wenatchee and Ephrata cars and wanted to run pavement sprint cars that weren't at, you know, exorbitant prices. So the motor rules, pretty basic, common sense stuff, you know, flat top pistons, a good strong bow tie head, no aftermarket blocks, you know, the normal stuff. And they, you know, make good enough horsepower to smoke the tires all day long on the pavement. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. They're a great, great class. It's growing. It's in its fifth year of existence. And I think, you know, any series when it starts, unless it's got a huge injection of capital behind it, it's one of those wait and see games for people to see if it's actually going to, you know, stay around, survive, and live. And I think we're starting to reach that area where we're growing, and that's really exciting.
How long has this series been intact?
Well, this is the fifth year in its current form.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they had a couple of false attempts prior, but I think you know, you can pretty much trace the lineage of it back about 5 years now.
Go ahead, Galen.
How are, if you could kind of share with some of our listeners, I would say most of our listeners are probably familiar with NSRA. And
sure.
If you could compare the cars, I would guess, like you said, flat top pistons. Is it injected, carbureted, that type thing?
Exactly, yeah. They're just like an NSRA car. In fact, the NSRA is coming to State Line this year at least once, and we're going to probably go out and play with them. Their motor rule is a little more open than ours. You know, they can go lighter parts and have a little more aggressive head, which helps, obviously, but it's a flat-top motor in our series, which is supposed to limit the compression, and the best head you can run is pretty much a bow tie or there's one part number for a Vortec. So, you know, a good motor is probably, you know, 530 or something mm-hmm. in that neighborhood. So, but it's, you know, like I said, it's a lot for, you know, a pavement sprint car. And I've seen Rick Brown take his, you know, limited motor and go run fifth at Monroe with it. So
when we heard last week, I think it was Kelly Hart talking about the Cast Iron Nationals at Ephrata, this is the division that would have ran there?
Yes. Well, there it's a very similar program. They actually, there's a bit of a scheduling conflict, and we had a date scheduled last weekend for our own club at a different track.
Oh, no.
Which was unfortunate, but I think we're, you know, all the promoters are, you know, best intentioned, and it's hopefully going to work out better in the future. But yes, the motor rules are the same. You know, it's a growing field, and it's really, I mean, you can build a good motor with a common sense rules package, you know, relatively cheap and go out and just have a ton of fun. And I think that's really what the whole goal of the club was.
Now, to change directions a little bit, if you don't mind, let's hear just a little bit about Tony Berry, maybe where you started out racing. I know you did some go-karts, and now you're in sprint cars, and as Carla has shared with me, there's been a lot in between.
Yeah, it's been a busy period. I started when I was 10. My dad raced on again, off again as a hobby racer for a number of years, and when I turned 10, they decided, you know, let's try this go-kart thing, and it was a real low-budget family, let's just go have fun deal. And, you know, as it is with most things and kids that age, you know, if you're excelling at something or doing well, you know, they're going to make every effort to continue down that path. I mean, very similar to what Gary's family shared. And, you know, my parents made a very big commitment. And we...
And you too, Tony. I recall our first year out there at the go-karts. And, I mean, with Colton, you know, just getting into a go-kart, you were right there to hands-on, you know, answer any questions, help everybody out. It was just a really good experience.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. You know, it was, my parents told me a long time ago that, you know, they told me, and I quickly realized that I'm very fortunate, you know, as we all are, to be able to go play and drive a race car or whatever it be and go fast and have fun. And you got to give back to the community and the racing community in particular however you can. So, that makes me feel good. I'm glad you shared that story. But it's, you know, it was a fun time. We raced karts for a number of years, and then when I turned 16, we ran a limited late model deal for a little bit, and I drove a legend car a couple times and kind of, you know, jumped back and forth between things, and we didn't have the capital to go run at the level that I wanted to run at, and I was getting, you know, pretty committed to some outside of school stuff and involved in the political community a little,
mm-hmm.
so I had to make a decision, you know, was I, you know, realistically, are you going to get the, you know, phone call from Rick Hendrick? And I joke with folks, you know, there's no Hendrick scouts sitting in the stands of our races, so unfortunately. But, you know, it's I hadn't made a commitment to go to Gonzaga University, and that's actually what brought me to the Spokane area, as I moved from Redmond to Spokane to go to school. And, you know, I've now graduated and staying here for the moment, and, you know, life's good. So there's lots of stuff in between.
So what's up next for you, young man?
Hopefully lots of things.
Lots.
Everything.
This year we've made a commitment to run the INSCA wing sprint cars again. We won a fortune enough to win the championship last year, and we had our first race last week, and we set fast time, and then the main event we had something break, steering gear broke, and right in the middle of between one and two, and it took a hard right, and ended up in the fence. Pretty good.
And off we go.
Yeah, you know, and it's story race cars, you know, it's unfortunate. I try my hardest to take care of my equipment, you know, sharing a story about a low-budget family deal early on, and you know, we're not some big high-budget guys now. You know, our team actually started because one of my crew guys on the late model car, we were sitting around one night, and he said, if I bought a sprint car, would you drive it? And I said, yeah, sure. you know, it was just a couple of young guys, and his dad's my crew chief. He's Chad Little's former crew chief here in Spokane area.
Oh, cool.
And you know, it's just we're just having a great time doing it. So we're committed to that. I was going to run Dick Voss's midget at the opener this year, and about a week before that happened, they had somebody else testing the car for just shaking it down and had an accident in that. So that fell through, and so really, you know, any opportunities that arise, I'm available. And,
cool.
We're trying hard. I want to get some more experience with fenders on. We ran a full season with a late model car, and I love it. I like everything, like I said. So any opportunities.
All right. Before we let you go, give us some sponsors, man.
Absolutely. Acronet. They've been a supporter, a good, strong supporter for a long time. It's a credit reporting agency. And then the Idaho Army National Guard, a great bunch of individuals. And certainly in this, you know, time of war, they're good folks to be hanging around with. And certainly nobody's going to pick on us if you got them standing in your pits. And Mocha Creation, they do a lot of our lettering and T-shirt design. And, you know, another strong supporter, Kodiak Web, and the B&B Motorsports team.
Well, Tony, you're quite an accomplished racer, but you know quite an accomplished young man, too, and we hope you'll stay in touch with us, and we'll have you on again.
I appreciate that, Carla, and a happy Mother's Day to you and all the other mothers out there.
Good. Say hi to her.
Hi, Mom.
Very well covered, Tony. All right, man, take care of yourself. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
All right,
okay,
thanks a lot. Tony Berry, always good to hear from him. He's a nice guy.
Yeah,
we
and
like
his, just so you know, you'd think it might be TonyBerry.com, but it's AJBMotorsportsMarketing.com. That's his website. So
excellent.
Tony Berry.
And we've got websites for both of you coming out very soon. So.
And you, Steve.
Yeah, me as well. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to visit with Nick Carey. Got a little surprise for him. And also we're going to get Nick Johnson on the phone, talk about his wacky Saturday afternoon. Also, this reminder coming up Saturday at 3:30 live from Darlington, South Carolina, the Dodge Challenger 500 right here on North Sound 1380. And then stay tuned for those of you on the radio, because the Alto Pit Reporter is coming up right after North Sound Racing. We'll be back after this. Stick with us.